father and his family. So, as we know, one of the messages of Bhagavad Gita, that is the result of karma. So, when we come in this material world, we always come with the package of our karma, maybe good karma, maybe not very good karma. But anybody, even who has made many mistakes in her or his last life, but fortunately, if he has any connection with sadhu and shastra, then his life or her life start to flow in different direction. He comes out the veil of darkness and he becomes very illuminated by the mercy of special souls like Prabhupada and his scriptures. So I had to go through many, many difficulties in one lifetime due to my past deeds. But my good fortune in this lifetime, then anyhow, I got mercy from Srila Prabhupada, his family, and one of these main scriptures, that is Bhagavad Gita as it is. So I would like to start my life, what happened in my life. I was born in Rajasthan, India, and I was raised in Jaipur city. I'm sure most of you know about Jaipur city, the land of Sri Sri Radha Govindev ji. So, but I had this disability since my birth, from the beginning of my life. So I always had hankering to have a normal childhood, to go to school, to play with other kids, and because I am not able to do this because of my karma. But I didn't know all these things, but I used to lament 24 hours a day, why I can't go to school, why I can't play with other kids. So my whole time I used to spend with lamentation or hankering. I didn't have any peace of mind. But anyhow, by Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, then I got one book, that is Bhagavad Gita as it is. My father gave me that book to me. That time when I was suffering like anything, I lamenting and hankering like anything, I did not realize then savior of the world, Srila Prabhupada, already had appeared in this material world. I didn't know then he already started his family, who know the difference between body and soul. I didn't know every above everything he left one scripture, that is Bhagavad Gita as it is. When my father gave me the pile of Srila Prabhupada's books, I just took out one book from the pile of the books, that was Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I started to read Bhagavad Gita. And I came to know that my real identity is not my this body. My real identity is the soul, that is a part and parcel of the super soul, Lord Sri Krishna. And I came to know the lamentation is not worthwhile for human beings. As Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, a wise man laments neither for the living nor for the dead. And this instruction from Bhagavad Gita started to make me think very deeply, then why I am lamenting 24 hours a day of this material body, this temporary body. So what should I do in my life? I started to read Bhagavad Gita more and more every day. I came to know the purpose of life is not lamentation but devotional service. As Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita 9 chapter 33 verse, then having come into this material, miserable, temporary world, engage yourself in my devotional service. So this book brought me out from the deep well of ignorance, then I'm this body, and this book gave me the purpose of my life, that is devotional service. Now I started to think, but I cannot do so much devotional service for Lord Krishna, so that I started again to lament, to be sorry. Then I have not that ability to do so much things in my life like other devotees can do. But Prabhupada, one of the purport from Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explained in 2nd chapter, 40th verse, then 1% done in Krishna consciousness, we are permanent fruit, permanent result, and next beginning will start from 2nd%. Prabhupada, these words made me very happy, made me very relaxed. I thought, okay, thank you Srila Prabhupada, I can't do so much service, but at least I can start my journey from the 1%, that is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Okay, I started to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now my life was changed. I was not able to go to school like other kids, but I had the real knowledge in my hand, that was this book. I was not able to play with other kids, but I had Laddu Gopal deities with me at my home, at my altar. And I found that Laddu Gopal was very kind to me. He was not mean to me like other kids in India. And I had so much fun with Laddu Gopal. I used to bring flowers, fruits every day. I used to bring some little toys for him. Thank you. And I finally found the purpose of my life. I relaxed, happy, blissful, thanks to Srila Prabhupada every day. But that time there was no preaching center, no devotee, no temple in Jaipur city. I had only Prabhupada book, that's it. Now I wanted to connect with Prabhupada's family, but how, where, I didn't know. And I also used to think, who will take me seriously? I was a very young girl that time, 17 or maybe 16 or 17 years old girl. And of course, I'm a little person, nobody took me seriously in my society. So I used to think, Prabhupada, how can I approach your family? Where? How? But my call was always for Prabhupada. Prabhupada, as all of you know, you have experience with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He is the savior of the suffering souls. Anyhow, I had contact one devotee in New Delhi temple, and he told me to come to visit New Delhi temple and meet His Holiness Loknath Maharaj. And he explained about His Holiness Loknath Maharaj, and I started to worship him as my spiritual master, though I didn't have his any picture. But it was my faith to my spiritual master. And one day I went to see my Guru Maharaj in New Delhi temple. He was sitting in his office, and I called him, Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. And he looked at me, little person standing in front of him. He didn't know anything about me. I said to him, I came from Jaipur to get initiation from you. He started to laugh. And he told me, okay, just try to come back and forth more times, then I will think to give you initiation. I said, no, Maharaj, I came just to get initiation from you, and I will not leave you until you give me initiation. And Guru Maharaj laughing, and he was looking at me, and of course he could figure out that I didn't have any like sinful activities because I was born in Indian Vedic family. And then he said, are you chanting Hare Krishna? I said, yes, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. So he accepted me, even the first visit, as his disciple. And he gave me my name, Krishna Priya Dasi. And he asked me to come back whenever he has fire sacrifice, to be fire sacrifice, to have formal initiation. And now my life became so happy, so blissful. Now I have spiritual master in Prabhupada family. I have Prabhupada book. I have Laddu Gopal. So there's no reason to lament for me. And from the beginning of my life, because this was the book Bhagavad Gita that inspired me so deeply, so much. And I always wanted to write poems on Bhagavad Gita because I was very fond of to write poems from the beginning of my life. And I used to think, this book is so inspiring, it changed my whole life. Why not I try to write some poems on Bhagavad Gita, try to share with others then how transcendental this literature is. But I never work out in, unfortunately some of us leave the very important work for tomorrow, and that tomorrow never comes in our life, death comes, and we leave this material work, this material body, without attaining the perfection of our life. So in 2004, I had some unfavorable circumstances in my body, I was not very comfortable. And of course, I also want to mention, in 1996, I came to in this country after marrying with Gopal Prabhu. Gopal Prabhu is the disciple of His Holiness Bhil Krishnadas Goswami Maharaj. And I was living next to the temple with the other devotees of the Lord, Prabhupada family. But 2004, I was feeling so much uncomfort situation in my body. And Mother Krishna Priya, there was other Krishna Priya, was the temple president of that time. And she used to take me to different doctors, but nobody could figure out what is happening in my body. Finally, I went to India, to Jaipur, what is going on in my body. And doctor was trying to figure out, but they could not, because they just could not understand what is going on. And my health condition was getting bad to worse every day. Finally, doctor asked my brother to get MRI, and he got MRI, and then they found then the major problem in my brain. My brain was dislocated from its place and it turned down to the spine cord. This is very uncommon disease, very rare disease. Not many people had this disease in the past, and whoever had that disease, most likely they left their body during the brain surgery. And unfortunately, some people were survived, but they could not get out from the bed. They're completely physical or mentally disabled. So it happened to me. And of course, my family became very sad, very full of anxiety. And I was also thinking, oh my God, what karma I did? I had this situation. But my brother told me that I want to save your life. And I want to save your life in a very good condition. Because I know you have some spiritual desire in your heart and I want to help you. And so he was searching out all over India to find the best surgeon for my brain surgery. And finally he decided two surgeons from Bombay Hospital in Mumbai. So what happened? He decided two surgeons and I met both surgeons. And I talked with both of them about Srila Prabhupada. One of the surgeons seemed to me very respectful to Prabhupada, and I told my family, I want this surgeon for my surgery. And my family immediately asked me, why you want particular this surgeon? I said, because he has respect for Prabhupada, and if it's my destiny to leave my body during brain surgery, so at least I want to leave my body in someone's hand who has respect for Srila Prabhupada. And my family accepted my decision. Later on, my family found that the other surgeon, I rejected him. He was not the right person. Unfortunately, he used to make mistake during brain surgery, so people can stay longer under his treatment and he can get more money. I was so shocked to know that. And my family personally met many of his patients. They were staying in Bombay Hospital more than a year. And no other person take this patient who had a brain problem, because there's not so many surgeons to take care of brain and nobody wants to touch his patient. So Prabhupada saved me from that wrong person. So very thankful to Prabhupada, and my family was very thankful to Srila Prabhupada too. And so many things happened, and how I found Prabhupada mercy at every step of my life. When the time of surgery came, of course, not time of surgery, I should say time of death came, and the group of nurses came to take me to the surgery room. They put me on a rolling cart. I was laying down thinking. The whole life we try to prepare to pass the final examination of life, that is death. We always hanker. Then the time of death, we are surrounded by Vaishnav. We have opportunity to hear holy name. And my destiny to leave my body in surgery room in unconscious state. I was thinking so many things when the time of death or time of surgery came. And my family became very disturbed when they started to pull my car to the surgery room. My family is completely disturbed because they knew they will not see me again. So what happened? My sister, she controlled her mind. She completely controlled her consciousness which started to pull my car. And in that situation, she turned on TV. That time was not right time to turn on TV, but she did. Once she turned on TV, I heard a very familiar voice on my ear. I said, what is going on? I turned to the TV. I saw someone who was Srila Prabhupada. How it happened? My sister still asked me how it can be happened. Why did I turn on the TV? And if I turn on the TV, how Prabhupada can appear on the TV at the same moment? I always tell her, don't be surprised, he has a master degree to save suffering souls. So he appeared for me to save me. And I saw Srila Prabhupada, he was dancing and singing for Lord Krishna. Once I saw Prabhupada, I completely forget that I'm going to die in a few minutes. And I thought, Prabhupada is giving me some instruction, maybe this is the last instruction of my life. I also start to sing and dance for Lord Krishna. I did not care what people are thinking about me. On the stretcher, I was singing and dancing for Krishna in a very happy mood, and nurses were looking at me. This girl definitely has some brain problem. But I didn't care, and I went to happy mood with a big smile, Prabhupada. And my family was looking. We never saw anybody who's living body in a big smile, in a happy mood. First time we're looking like this person, but I didn't think Prabhupada, singing and dancing. And of course, my brain surgery took a very long period of time. But doctor declared to my sister and my family that my life is saved, but they don't know what the condition of my brain, what the condition every other part of my body. And my same sister came to see me in ICU room. I was not fully conscious, but I was calling Prabhupada, and she became very happy that my brain is also working fine. That's why I remember his name. And she told me, what do you want to do for Prabhupada? And I was half consciousness, and I said, I want to teach for Prabhupada. And she became more happy. Then she has some desire, some determination to do something for Srila Prabhupada. And my recovery was very fast. Doctor used to come, the same surgeon who had dedication for Srila Prabhupada, he used to come several times a day to check up my brain and other parts. And whenever he came, he always spoke with me about something about Srila Prabhupada. So I used to become very happy. Then he's reminding me in Bombay hospital about Prabhupada. And one time he was joking with me, if you can eat iskon khichdi, then you can be a very strong person. And my brother was very sentimental that time because I had to go through such a brain surgery. So he went to iskon temple, especially if he can find some khichdi. And he was telling me that he saw a very big pot of khichdi was in the prasadam room left over. So he brought some khichdi, and of course I was trying to eat. I was not able to eat too much, but at least I saw Prabhupada movements, prasadam, khichdi, and I was so happy. And just after 1 week, I was discharged from hospital because everything was working so fine in my body. There was no complication after such a major surgery. But doctor said to my family, then be careful, she should not get any kind of infection. Her immune system is very weak. If she will get any kind of infection, then it will be not easy to control because stitches are not still dried and she has very delicate situation in her brain. And I came back in Jaipur. But what happened in Jaipur? Many visitors we had at home every day. Though my family was trying, nobody come very close to me because I can get infection, but they could not control Indian crowd. You know how India is. So anyhow, I got infection in my brain. And actually I got started my infection in my body, and it was spreading out in my whole body, and it reached to the point where my surgery was done. Infection was so deep in my brain. And they admit me in Jaipur hospital, but doctor could not control. And finally doctor declared, just wait until she leaves her body, impossible to save her life. And my brother said, no, she was working, everything was fine, I will take last chance to go to Bombay hospital. He took me there. Doctor also could not understand why she should be done, because it was not easy to open brain again, and without opening, how they can dry my infection, because there's no any medicine they can dry up my infection from my brain. So they were struggling, and I was struggling that point between life and death very badly, like every day, just like I'm feeling that I'm leaving now. But in that struggle, I remembering something that was Bhagavad Gita as it is. I was thinking, now I'm going to leave my body, but I never tried to work to write poem on Bhagavad Gita as it is. I never tried to tell people about my experience and how this transcendental literature, how Prabhupada verse make my life. And now I'm living without doing the purpose of my life. I was very sad. And I started to pray to Krishna. Krishna, can you give me last chance? Can you give me another chance? Though it was not possible because I could figure out all the limbs of my body was almost dead. I was not able to do anything after infection. But my prayer was every day to Krishna, please give me last chance. I promise, if I recover, my first mission will be to write poems on Bhagavad Gita, to go outside to tell my experience, what happened in my life and how I could come over everything, all the obstacles, by taking shelter of Bhagavad Gita. And of course, everyone was praying for me, my new Goloka devotee's friend, my family, other my family friends. Suddenly everyone wanted to save my life and wanted to, then I can come back. And it happened. Finally, doctors decided to try to give me some treatment. They never tried. My brother said, okay, at least she's leaving, so maybe you can try. And the treatment was to give me steam, heavy steam, several times a day. It was the May, month of May, one of the hottest month of India. And several times, group of nurses come to give me steam all over my little body, fragile body. Situation was not very happy, not very comfortable. But Bhagavad Gita teaches us to be a yogi in all circumstances. And one of the qualification of a yogi, then he does not shake like a lamb in a windless place. So message of Lord Krishna gave me the power of tolerance to go through that situation. And anyhow, I could come out from that situation. My infection was cured and I was discharged again from Bombay hospital. I came back to Jaipur, to my home, to my family home. This time my family was very careful. Nobody can come even. No visitor allowed at all. Only one nurse and me in the one room. And my situation was so fragile, so delicate, that I just cannot open my eyes. Even a little bit light was too much for my eyes. And even someone step inside of the room, I cannot tolerate any sound. I had to be without food. I was in the liquid diet for a very long period of time. So there was no sound, no light, no food. And doctor only declares, we don't think she can recover. And my family also were losing hope every day, because how she can recover? She cannot tolerate any light, any sound. She cannot eat anything from the mouth. But my hope was not diminished, because I had knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. I had Prabhupada's words, Lord Krishna's words. At that particular situation, what I was thinking, one verse from Bhagavad Gita. That is from 2nd chapter, 14th verse, when Krishna is talking to Arjuna. O son of Kunti, appearance and disappearance of happiness and distress are like winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception. One must tolerate without being disturbed. This one verse, just one verse, just thinking, meditating over and over in doom and dark situation, I could come out from that situation. I had faith of Lord Krishna's words, then this situation will be over like winter and summer season. I will be able to see Lord Krishna's beautiful form again. I will be able to listen my Guru Maharaj Kirtan again. And Krishna brought me out. You can see me. I'm out. I can see light. I can hear loud, very loud Kirtan today. So. Krishna's mercy at every step, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now my first mission was, I want to write poetry book that is based on Bhagavad Gita. Of course, I was very dizzy. I was not supposed to read any book. I was not supposed to write anything because it can give pressure to my brain. But 2006, I was staying for 4 months in Vrindavan Dham with my husband. 2006 December to 2007 till March, so they were 4 months. And I decided to try to write poems in that land of Lord Krishna. That time I was not very much recovered. I was feeling many, many difficulties with my body. And one time I thought maybe I should little wait longer. Then I also thought, who knows about tomorrow? Maybe death come again to me. Maybe my situation will get worse. And this is the land of Lord Krishna, maybe I should start my poetry book there. And I started to write poems there, and I made a good collection to print one book. But I didn't have any editor. So my mother-in-law went to visit me. though she's not a professional editor, and she stayed with me on the computer store the whole month in Vrindavan, and she was doing editing for my poetry book. And I came back, my brother helped me to print the book, and when I came back from India to Hillsboro, North Carolina, this book was appreciated by people. Even one article about my life and about my book was published in Herald Sun newsletter. And now when I was in Hillsboro, I started to add more and more poems for my book. And Madan Mohan Mohini Mataji, she there, being a disciple of Shri Prabhupada, she helped me to do editing of that was my book, based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I also did lots of drawing with lotuses and lily pads and conch and Lord Krishna's flute. And Mother Maya Priya, she is the disciple of His Holiness Hridayananda Maharaj, she did the designing of this book. So now I wrote that book with the faith, taking shelter of my Guru Maharaj, with all the Vaishnavas, that anyhow I can do something to please Prabhupada, to give little contribution to Srila Prabhupada, though I'm not very qualified person. I'm trying to speak in front of you, though my ignorance is very deep, but I try to do something. So next time when death comes, I can leave my body peacefully, then I don't have to lament or hanker to give me again to be in this material body, in this material world. So I can do something, because this was the purpose of my life. Anyhow, I can write this book and I can take out my Lord Krishna's message in my own language to the world, my experience with Bhagavad Gita to this world. So my work is done, and I'm very thankful to Lord Krishna, very thankful to all the Vaishnav who did everything for me. So I'm done. 6 o'clock. If you have any correction of my any mistake, please let me know. Yes, Prabhuji. Sure, actually I was supposed to read many verses, but I saw the time because I'm supposed to speak only till 6 o'clock, so I... Okay, so... Okay, so I will read one poem that title is Tolerating All Situation, because this verse from Bhagavad Gita, as I explained, second chapter, 14th verse, that helped me a lot when Krishna tells to Arjuna that winter and summer season, happiness and distress are like winter and summer seasons. And one must tolerate without being disturbed, because they arise from sense perception. So I'm trying to read this poem for all of you. Tolerating all situations. Dark distress turns to blooming happiness as winter turns to summer season. They arise from sense perception. To be disturbed, there is no reason. Their arrival and departure are not forever. One must tolerate both situations. Such steady souls are eligible to achieve everlasting liberation. So this is based on Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 14th verse and 15th verse too. Because anybody who study in both situation, happy situation, distressful situation, he is eligible to get liberation according to Lord Krishna. Anything else? Yes. One more? Okay. Someone is calling. I hope it's not Obama. Okay, I will read this poem. Like I was speaking, then Prabhupada, but help me. Then one person done in Krishna consciousness vs permanent result, and the same verse Krishna is also explaining. Then little bit endeavor on this sacred path, this devotional path, can protect one from the greatest fear of this material life. So this poem based on this verse and the purport of Srila Prabhupada. This is second chapter, 14th verse. So the title of this poem is the everlasting reward. There is no impediment, loss or diminution by taking one step in a devotional way. And just a little advancement on this path can take most any type of fear away. Even a small beginning of service bestows a transcendental effect. Even if it is not finished or completed, the result is permanent and perfect. 1% done in God consciousness wears everlasting result of fruit. In the next life, one will begin from 2% and continue his progress to the absolute. Okay, anything else? We already passed 5 minutes. Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you for tolerating me. Try to tell people that Bhagavad Gita is a transcendental book and about